Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you use as a doll anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables. Your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, real or fictional, or real events are entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrity has endorsed any aspect of this show.
Listeners, I just want to let you all in on a little secret. We've been trying really, really hard.
Really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to Jim's apartment.
Yeah.
We met at the coffee shop.
Yeah, we went to the coffee shop last week.
We worked for hours.
We met in the parking lot at that Home Depot. Mm-hmm.
At Home Depot.
Yeah. Home Depot.
Got a really good hammer.
Yeah. I got to go work on somebody's house with the other Mexicans.
Yeah,
I know. Right. And just,
but,
yeah,
you know, we really, really worked hard to get an opening. But
very hard.
We can tell them anything.
Nothing
this
at all.
Is our opening.
This is not a joke.
Not a joke. This is real.
This is real.
This is real. Yeah, we don't have any.
If you can see our scripts,
they're blank.
They're blank.
Nothing.
They're
blank.
Nothing.
I've got stuff, but it's not for the opening.
Yeah. Later on, this
we
all
got. We got tons.
That's all we got. Yeah.
We got. I got nothing.
We got nothing. So we're just gonna wing it.
Wing it.
Okay. Can we? But I can't wing it. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
All right.
Well, let's go.
Okay.
Hey everyone, welcome out to The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I have with me, as always...
Jim, me.
Jimmy or Jim, who is me?
Both.
Where's my...
Puzzle that concept for the next hour.
I don't get it.
Well, I'm John.
Just
John or John who is... John.
John.
I didn't say anything after that.
John who...
So there's no confusion. This is John.
There's also a Confucius, but not to be mixed with confusion.
Confucius say... Jim is me, and me is Jim.
Man. Confucius also say a man who stands on toilet is high on pot.
Ooh, I heard the best joke this week real quick. Well, how does a frog without two back legs cross the freeway?
I don't know.
Frogs across.
It's very simple. Just take out the F and free and the F and way. You're not...
Oh, it's coming. It's just,
Just take out the F.
I'm looking at my knee to slap it a bit, but there's not really a slapping going on.
Because you haven't said the punchline yet. You have to say the punchline. I set you up for the punchline, and you're supposed to say the punchline back to me.
I don't get the Frog King punchline. I just don't get it.
Just think about it for a second. There's no effing. Just take out the effing free and the effing way.
Freeway?
No.
Fucking.
There's no effing way!
Whatever.
No, because...
I get it.
Okay,
Jimmy.
I thought it was funny. You guys are lame.
I'm confused.
All right,
there's
why?
No F in the word way, it. But if you say F in way, it sounds like
See,
funny.
The thing is that when it's you setting up the joke, we just going to let you just let it go out there.
Yeah.
And
burn.
It's
a really funny joke.
We're letting you hang in there.
I didn't get it for like 10 minutes. I kept saying, there's no effing way.
This is the joke told
there's
you when...
There's no effing way. And then I finally
Was
got
this
it.
Joke told to you when you were camping
yeah.
this
no, weekend?
No, it did not work.
Oh, okay.
Like a week and a half ago.
How was camping, by the way? Because you
camping
went camping this weekend.
Camping was fun. We got out to nature. We actually did the primitive campsite. We had to hike 10 minutes from our car to get to the campsite.
Oh, yeah.
Which was lame, carrying firewood and coolers and such. We did two loads on the way there and one load on the way back. And that was
How was the Morgster?
Don't call her that. She hates that. I showed her that Twitter.
The Morgster?
I wrote a Twitter. I'm camping with the Morgster. I bet she'd hate that nickname. And then as soon as I got in the car, I'm like, you gotta see what I Twittered. And I showed it to her. She's like, I do hate that nickname. I'm like, I knew you would. And then Nick's like, that's a great nickname.
Because I forget what I called her, the Morgs or something like that.
Oh,
or Morgs.
I've tried every variation. She hates them all. So just call me Morgan.
Yeah, we gotta think of a nickname for her. There's gotta be a good nickname.
She likes to call her Smalls. Because when she was talking about s'mores, and it made me think of Sandlot, but I've been doing
Why don't you just call her s'mores? Or s'more?
Smalls. She likes when I call her s'mores.
Why don't we just call her Shorty,
Not because she's 4'10".
Because...
No, she doesn't like to be called Shorty.
How about the Smallster?
The Smallster. Yeah! Because, the Smallster. I like
I'll
that.
I'll run it by her.
I like
the
that.
Smallster. I'll run it by her. She does love s'mores. Which we made this weekend while we were camping.
Speaking of outdoorsy things, Amanda and I went ziplining yesterday.
Did you?
Did you really?
It was fun. Down in Hocken Hills.
That's where I was yesterday. Hocken
Hills. You guys probably saw each other,
I don't know, they had
but not.
Zip lines down there.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
It was pretty fun.
Okay, now
How far
I'm getting.
Zip line?
There were like 13 of them all together. Mm-hmm. and they vary from like 10 seconds to like 30 seconds.
I'm getting
up in the zipline my parents used to have in their yard.
Yeah, probably up to like two football fields long.
Okay,
and like trees and stuff.
We had a zipline where we climbed up a tree. There were steps my dad built it, and then we cut the zipline and ran down. It was before American Gladiator had it, because when American Gladiator got it, we said they were copying, and we called it the Rex. And my dad ended up taking it down eventually because we had so many injuries.
I was about ready to even ask that because in my mind there were two things, two images, visual images coming out. But you just answered that for me. It's the one where you hold on. And you,
that's those, but the one we were, you're wearing like harness and stuff, because you're like
over a lot of shit.
Oh yeah, you're like 100 feet in the air.
Ooh, I'm gonna go on that one.
Up in a tree and
good luck with that.
I was only like 10 feet off.
Yeah,
the
like I, we had to.
Fatty has the harness break. Ain't doing that.
They drove us up in this like, not like a four. Well, it's like a four.
I could do like a Joker. That'd be
a cool four wheeler where it's like can go like 60 miles an hour. Mm-hmm.
That holds like that's neat.
How much was
that? Drove us up the hill. It was like 75 person, I think.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, I thought.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I just can't
It took like 3.5 hours.
Wow. That does sound
you're
neat.
Going, you drive it up there, and then you go down, and you gotta walk up the hill again, and like you're kind of hiking and going over these suspended bridges, and
that
it's pretty sweet.
Very cool.
That is awesome.
Hocking Hills, Ohio, great vacation spot, especially in the fall, I hear, when the colors change. That's when all the people flock.
Mm-hmm. Flock. They flock. Not down.
Flock.
Flock.
Research for your book again? No, I'm kidding.
No.
An Actor's Nightmare on sale at Amazon.com.
And also, speaking of like camping and sporting and things like that, do you know why lesbians do not shop, or why lesbians shop at Gander Mountain?
No, why?
Because they don't like dicks.
I was going to not laugh and make you feel
Dicks
bad.
Dicks is a sporting
like
goods store. I don't know if it's well known across America or it's just like the Midwest.
I don't remember the sporting goods store. I just thought John was trying to throw us off track. Because I was thinking like fur or something. No. Nice. I like that joke. I like that joke a lot.
All comes down to them not liking dicks. That's...
Also, this week, John and I grew outdoors mini beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with this shit? I just shaved mine today.
Actually, mine took like less than a week.
Mine, I started it 2 weeks ago and I had no power. Because it had been a few days since I shaved and I'm like, I have no power. My electric razor can't charge. And so I didn't shave it. And I'm like, oh, I'll just wait until after I go camping. So I go camping, I look outdoors mini. But I almost killed the fire because I didn't... We were using matches and newspaper and stuff. I didn't have any like lighter fluid, and Morgan finally got the fire started, and then I almost killed it.
There's still lighter fluid on the fire.
Well, I failed at starting a fire, and Morgan saved my ass. Anyway, we got a show to do. We've lost the premieres, and we got emails.
Oh, yes.
Nick has the first email.
No, I don't. I don't have any email.
Sure you do.
Dear Nick, why don't you have an email? Well, let me tell you, because I don't
have one. You had that one last week.
Thank you, whoever sent that last week. I appreciate it taking up time again. Mm-hmm. Next email is Jimmy and John.
Good, Jimmy.
Because they actually have
my email says, Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John. In the episode before the power outage, two episodes ago, Jimmy mentioned that he had recorded the NBC preview show on USA, and I was so looking forward to his review of it last week, and he never mentioned it. Signed, Shannon and Mahogany.
Where?
Mahogany.
Where's that?
I don't know. It's a place. I have used many times in my emails. And
yeah, we got
you've used it many times. What are you talking about?
Mahogany.
You mean it was written to you?
Right, right. The people of Mahogany love us. I get emails from Mahogany.
Do we have a large listener audience
in Mahogany?
Apparently, because this is like the fourth email I've gotten from Mahogany.
And also Zanesville, Indiana, or in Illinois, whatever.
Well, the answer to that question is, and because we have a show, I didn't talk about it, but the NBC preview show on USA, they only had like the last 8 minutes because there was some stupid tennis tournament, and then they caught up with it in progress. Luckily, NBC aired it last Thursday, re-aired it on NBC, and I watched it, and it was delightful. The guy who plays Chuck hosted it. It was wonderful. And now I can't remember what shows were good and what shows looked bad, but they did a lot of, like, second season previews because the first season had been so shortened. Yeah. It looked really good.
Hmm.
Cool.
That's great.
John's got an email.
Yeah, what's your email?
Here, it's right here. You know what? When I printed it out, it didn't have any ink. I can't read it.
Oh, well, you're hilarious. Hilarious.
Okay, well, with that being said...
I've got the biggest news story of the week. This was the big shocker. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody, nowhere. This was huge. Clay Aiken is gay. Not kidding. He came out of the closet this week.
He did for
shocked.
His kid. Who cannot comprehend what fucking anything is.
Yeah.
Because that just is so
stupid. The guy
stupid.
On Best Dick Ever was like, Clay Aiken, I was just so surprised. He, like, yeah. hid on Broadway in the middle of a bunch of homos because he's like, maybe if I hide in all these homosexuals, they'll think I'm straight. They'll be like, Vin Diesel, what are you doing on stage? He's like, oh, I'm not Vin, I'm Clay. Also, Lindsay Lohan came out inadvertently. She admitted on a show that she'd been dating a girl for yeah. a while.
Yeah, but she's more.
But again, no
she's,
surprise.
She's really bisexual, though, isn't she?
It's still up in the air.
I mean, yeah. It's just,
she's been dating a woman for a while, but she. This was the first time she admitted to it.
Yeah.
She's never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's never commented, and they kind of asked her on a radio show.
What are you looking at in the studio?
I thought it was a bug, but it's just a drip of paint that dried.
You can't blame that on me. I have no control over that.
No, you can't. It's fine.
Well, no, you missed it last week. Remember, I think the show went on for a little bit because
okay,
he got obsessed with the door handle.
I actually didn't listen to I read the...
The entry thing, yeah.
I didn't listen to last week's show, but I've listened to all of them except that one.
I saw something.
Well, yeah,
about,
that's fine. No, I'm
what did I see about Paul and Storm?
Paul and Storm are our new fan.
Why?
Because they...
We've given up on Pat Godwin.
Pat Godwin. It's been almost a year and he hasn't written back.
Oh, he hasn't written back?
No.
Okay.
So I decided...
And I say this with love and respect to Pat Godwin. Fuck you up your stupid ass. But I say that with love and respect.
But if he ever writes us again, he'll be totally back in our good.
But if you write us again, you'll totally be our internet
our,
stalker
but
thing,
in the meantime,
whatever. Stalking.
Since he hasn't been, I was listening to another Bob and Tom Comedian's podcast in the last few weeks. And Paul and Storm have their own podcast.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
called Paul and Storm Talk About... I can't remember what it's called. Like, talk about various topics for 5 to 10 minutes on average. So it's a really long title.
Yeah.
But so far the episodes have gone 15 to 20 minutes, but whatever.
Okay.
And they just seem really cool and down to earth. And they're like, let's do short podcasts because it'll keep people... And then they were talking about how obsessed they were for Felicia Day after Dr. Horrible.
Okay.
And I'm like, these are like our kind of guys. Let's obsess about them for a while. And they also said they Google people who like do podcasts and stuff about them and listen to them. So.
Well, Jonathan Coulton, who I love Jonathan Coulton.
Yeah,
he did
yeah.
Tom Cruise Crazy. He also...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He goes on tour with them a lot. Matter of fact, Felicia Day did, I think, that Still Alive song from Portal at Penny Arcade Expo. She flew up there with Joko. I think Paul and Storm came out and then joined him later afterwards.
Nice.
So, I mean, they...
Do Paul and Storm do any Da Vinci's Notebook stuff anymore, or are they Paul and Storm?
I think they're just Paul and Storm now.
Yeah, I think they still have links and stuff to Da Vinci's Notebook and stuff.
I think Da Vinci's Notebook disbanded, I thought.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was like on hiatus, a.k.a. just whenever they want to get back together.
Yeah.
But Paul and Storm did a lot of stuff with just the two of them.
Yeah,
and
I
really
that.
Enjoyed the first couple podcasts I listened to. And so I said, let's get obsessed with Paul and Storm instead.
Gotcha.
Because right. they'll actually probably give a shit about us.
They may. They may.
That's we're, right, Pat Godwin.
They did not write to us this week.
He's probably going to write an email like, well, fuck you too.
Did you check our Good Baddie Geeky?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
We had a wonderful message about penis enlargement. I definitely enrolled us all
did
in
you
that.
Yes.
I don't think I should enroll. You guys enroll.
Yes. Well, don't worry. There wasn't something in there for penis de-enlargement.
I'm getting tired of stepping on mine.
I know.
So it'd be almost stupid for me to...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Nick's
wow,
already...
thanks for setting me up for that one, guy.
Nick's still a half an inch below the world record for longest penis, so if he wants to...
And Jimmy goes in for the save. Well done, well done.
Below me, basically.
Right. So he's been obsessed with beating you for all this time. But I'm content with being a measly 23 inches.
Because you have a bigger dick than John
Holmes.
I know
I'm smaller than you two, but 23 inches is enough for me.
Yeah. Listeners, during the breaks, we actually compare penis sizes.
I know. It really is a dick measuring contest.
Every single break. Every single week.
Matter of fact, if you hear a weird edit in the audio, that's us dick measuring each other.
Sometimes three times a show.
Three times?
Maybe. I water my penis every week, and it's growing quite well.
Oh, God. Okay, so Clayton's gay. What else is there?
The first show of the season was canceled.
Yeah.
Do Not Disturb with...
Yeah, Do Not Disturb the ratings.
What's his face?
Jerry O'Connell.
And the black girl from Reno 911. Well,
see,
Misha.
I've heard... officials from, like, Osseo TV, Osello, whatever his name is, he said during one of his Emmy telecasts, mm-hmm. that Jerry O'Connell and someone from, like, a rep from Fox... said the show's not canceled.
It's on all the official cancellation sites, and there was.
That's what I'm saying. That it's so it's really weird. No one knows what's. Everyone says it's canceled though. So I.
Well, it should be canceled. I watched the first episode. It was terrible.
I heard it was bad. And also, the writers came out and did an apology in Entertainment Weekly about we're such a bad show.
And I agree with the review. I saw that too. I agree with the review that said Jerry O'Connell and DC Nash are hilarious. Just give them some material where they can be funny, and the show didn't happen.
Well, I think the problem is Jerry O'Connell's at the point in his career right now where he can't get that material. So he really is just trying to get anything he can. And that's sad because
he is leading him to a series of bad decisions.
Well, he should just keep doing those internet shorts. Apparently he did. Yeah. He was the first one that made the internet short about Tom Cruise that we even did a parody of.
Yeah.
Where he's like, what it's like to be a Scientologist and what it's like to be an actor. And it was huge. And he was on Funny or Die, Will Ferrell's website.
Yeah.
And apparently he does skits every once in a while. But I was like, you should just keep doing ones like that and let catch fire a little bit more and then build off that.
Also, the first show of the new show of the season was picked up for a full season order, 90210. But the good news about that is they got the person who was the woman that created Gilmore Girls. Can't remember her name. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, I knew who you're talking about.
She,
lady,
her right hand person that helped her run Gilmore Girls all those years, has been hired by 90210 to take over their writers' room. So they're giving them even better writing, and it has been very popular for a CW show. So. More power to them. I've still only watched the pilot, but I have the rest of them on my TV. I'll watch them eventually. But CW's Sunday shows that were set to premiere last week, the 21st, Easy Money, Valentine, and In Harm's Way, were pushed to October 5th with no explanation, no like announcement that they were pushed back 2 weeks. They just weren't on the schedule. And now they're popping up on the schedule for next week. I don't know.
What cable provider do you guys have?
Insight.
Oh, you have Insight.
Lame. Okay.
Yeah, you have Time Warner, don't you?
You're going to lose CW.
Yeah.
And
that's what I was going to say.
Time Warner, yeah.
Amanda's very upset.
Well, it's not for sure yet. Because she watches
One Tree Hill.
You'll be able to watch it online, though.
What the hell's on? There's all these fucking
Gossip Girl.
Not that.
Smallville, 90210.
Project Runway.
Project Runway's on it's called Lifetime, though.
Top Model.
Oh.
She loved it.
America's
I think
Top
all
Model.
Those shows are online, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, try looking on Hulu. Hulu has had some great stuff recently. A lot of great stuff.
Speaking of cancellation, the second predicted, even though it hasn't been canceled yet, is Knight Rider. I guess it premiered third behind Dancing with the Stars and Bones for its time slot. It did not do well.
Well, the third show, it's not up for cancellation anytime soon. They're expecting to pass the season, though, is Terminator.
Yeah, I heard that, too. Really
and Fringe is also possibly close behind.
Real? Because Fringe got a huge rebound in week two.
Right. And that's why people are like, ooh, this might last the full season. But now they're not sure beyond that. Because
did
the second
week three not do so
week
well?
Three did a little bit lower than the first week.
Well, we'll see.
So
lower than the first week?
I think so,
Week one was like 9 million viewers. Week two was like 14 million. So they got excited that it had bounced back.
Yeah.
If it did less than
well, you got to have more crazy old man talk. Have you ever seen that show? Get a chance, go
I
to
still
Hulu.
Watch season three.
Watch his, he just sits there. He's like, "Hello, sir. How are you doing today?" And because he's been in a mental institution for like what 20 years, he's in like a BMW, and he's just going, "There's a device that warms my ass. This is fascinating to me.
This is the best device ever. Have you tried it?
Have you tried it?" Or he's just now. Jimmy probably didn't like this joke, but I thought it was funny because it's a fart joke. He's sitting there, and they're like talking about scientific shit, and finally he just goes, "Hey, son, agent. I got something. What? I've shit myself. I'm sorry." Like that.
Yeah,
this is very random. Or it's like,
crazy.
He's like, "We're going to do something we've never done in a very long time." He's like, "What's that?" "I'm going to make LSD." Like that. And it cuts to commercial break. You're like, woo!
Well, and the thing about it is they draw it as remote-free TV because it's only got like 8 minutes of commercials per hour.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I still fast forward, but it's very limited commercials.
I mean, they also tell you. That's the first show.
Yeah, it'll be like,
nice.
This show will return in 60 seconds.
It's sort of nice.
Because
that way you just
usually,
go.
Usually, not every break, but usually.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. And they also show you like a really cool icon for the show or something. Bizarre. But.
Does anybody here play Guitar Hero?
I have off and on. I don't own.
Stephen Colbert's song that he made a couple years ago for a show called "I'm Right Behind You, Charlene" is now available for free download for Guitar Hero. The stocking song.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool. Also, he's doing a Christmas special, which I think we announced last week.
DVD. He's going straight to DVD.
Yeah. Another Christmas special coming out for NBC is Letters to Santa, A Muppet's Christmas, set Christmas Eve when Kermit accidentally intercepts letters to Santa. Will feature Whoopi Goldberg, Richard Griffiths, and others.
I think one of them is the guy from How I Met Your Mother, Jason...
Jason whatever, from Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Seagal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the Sarah Marshall movie?
Yep, yep. He was on Craig Ferguson because I tape that every night now. I accidentally deleted the one with Drew Carey, which would be the one that would be, like, really cool for me. Because
that's his first interview in forever, is it?
Well, no, he actually goes on like, Craig Ferguson show, like, once every, like, season segment.
So I can check it out.
I know. I just... I was trying to delete Fringe, because I saved it for Dad, and I was trying... I hit the wrong one, hit delete, and then when I saw, I was like, wait a minute, where are the one with Drew Carey?
Because you have a recycle bin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Johnny Depp will play Tonto in the new Lone Ranger movie, and they're in talks with George Clooney to play the Lone Ranger.
It's already been confirmed.
Clooney confirmed now?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, actually, during the dance, he came out dressed as what's his name, you know?
Jack Sparrow?
Yeah. He had a big Indian feather, and then he took off that hat, took the feather, and plucked it back into his headband, and he started going, la, 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 and then he just left the stage. And you're just like, Johnny Depp came out for that? Cool! And then they said it's rumored George Clooney is going to be signed. Then it was announced the next day after the stockholders meeting because the stock for Disney went up a little.
Well, Disney had that big party and they were announcing that they're making National Treasure 3, Wild Hogs 2. They're making a new Christmas Carol starring Jim Carrey, and it's a la Polar Express with the CGI craft.
With Richard Zemeckis. Zemeckis, sorry.
They're doing Cars 2, Hannah Montana the movie, and Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
Oh, good lord. Now, Cars 2... This is some sad news.
I'm excited about Pirates 4.
Paul Newman passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Which is very sad. I didn't know this, but apparently he did a lot of movies which started with the letter H. I can't remember them off, but like in 1960. And one of the newest ones
Except for Cars.
No, he did a lot of movies without the letter H. Cool Hand Luke, Cars, The Color of Money.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Sting, which are H or C.
Well, I know that, but they're saying in the 60s TV, a lot of films like...
You also make salad dressing.
Oh, you're going to make me look for that article and actually read the films
I'm good. Will Smith has been signed to star in a prequel to I Am Legend leading up to the first...
Have you seen the alternate ending to that?
No, but I heard it's much better than the ending that they...
Fuck yes.
I haven't seen the movie
yet. I saw... Before the movie came out, it was like the village. I was like, well, if he's a legend, legend states that fucker's going to die. And then I watched it, I was like... But it's not like a rewarding death. It's like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, the original thing is he walks out alive, and you're like, wow. I mean, he's not really a legend, but they never say he is a legend. Like, the ending of the normal movie says, you know, he's a legend for what
he
did.
Well, I'm pretty sure the book died. So,
I think so too, but I just... I'm disappointed.
Well, I think it was called I Am Legend because in the book, he was a legend to them. The book more focused on them rather than him.
Oh,
so
really?
So he was the human... That was the legend to have existed, and nobody had seen it. He was a fictional.
So are the vampires more lifelike? Like
they're not strictly vampires.
Well, you're right, but that's technically what they are.
Well, then the next stage in human evolution or whatever is what they did, sort of. And Will Smith was the legend of the human that they came from.
And the other thing was,
it made it
very vague, too, that really made him more be the bad guy in the alternate ending.
Yeah.
Because instead of breaking the glass, after like cracking it a few times, it just sits there and stares at him. And looks at her and starts saying, butterfly.
Butterfly?
Yeah, and so he lifts up the vampire thing that he's curing, and there's a butterfly tattoo. And he looks at it, and he's like, oh.
In the prequel, there's a caterpillar tattoo.
Watch out. We got some mad spoilers on this show.
Just kidding.
All right, what's next?
Jeff Rake is remaking The Partridge Family for Sony.
And that makes us all very sad.
NBC's old co-chair is helping him make it, so NBC's likely where they'll try to shop it. They haven't got a network yet.
Please, network, don't take it. Have you not seen what Knight Rider has failed to do?
Well, and the Partridge Family wasn't that good the first time around. Neither was Knight Rider. Never mind.
No, it brought us the Hawk.
It did.
Well, we would have got the Hawk anyway.
And it also brought Mr. Meany, whatever the hell his name is.
William Christopher was around before that.
Yes, but it brought him to TV as a full presence.
Okay.
Because back at that time, he was still doing movies like 1776, The Graduate, other big films.
McCain skipped out on Letterman this week, saying that he needed to rush back to Washington to fix the economy. And instead, he rushed down the street to interview with Katie Couric and tried to save her butt.
If you're going to say fuck you to David Letterman, that's how you fucking do that.
So I guess Letterman spent most of the show bashing McCain, who's a good friend of his, and Letterman's a supporter. But right now, McCain's campaign is crashing and burning, and his poll numbers are in a free-for-all. And he tried to postpone the debate, but it did air Friday as scheduled. His campaign has been suspended. It's shaping up. But the other political thing that kind of made me mad is The vice presidential debate is airing on Thursday night, which means the shows we just got back, like Grey's Anatomy and The Office, aren't airing Thursday night. They're taking their second week back off to do a vice presidential debate. Earl's still doing an hour, but then the other shows are off. Which is lame. Ricky Gervais is being courted to host the Oscars this year.
He should.
After his wonderful performance with Steve Carell at the Emmys.
Yeah, he should.
Which we can talk about during the review section.
But. Which, if you listened to last week's episode, you got a good dose of it.
Sarah Michelle Gellar will star in an HBO series from Charles Randolph. Who wrote
we'll finally see her naked. All HBO shows have chicks that are naked. Or semi-nude.
No, wait. Like,
that means we'll see what,
Sarah
New Zealand chick who's in True Blood?
Naked on Sex and the City. I've got to review a True Blood, too, but we'll get to that.
Well, that girl in there. Anna Paquin. She's New Zealand.
Yeah.
We'll probably see her tits in that show. And
maybe.
And that's why I'm going to watch
big
that.
Big stars don't always get naked. Except Kim Cattrall. She got naked all the time.
No. All those stars in that Sex and the City show got naked at least once.
I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Never did. I don't think she ever showed her boobs.
I thought, but they showed
she
like half a boob,
like
right?
Like one side near the end of the
It was
period.
A side boob, but that's still a side boob that you never saw before.
I like Family Guy. Did you hear that Family Guy?
Yes.
That
he
was
on the TV network.
Yes.
It's just side boobs of people. At the very last one, it's like, how about this side boob? It's like, well, you shouldn't like that side boob, and it pans out, because that's my side boob.
I did not realize this. The Boston Legal's final season is going to end before Christmas. We're doing a half season. But Julie Bowen, who's been on maternity leave for a season and a half, is returning. For several episodes,
the guy
well
from
as other
the guy from Friends
regulars.
Has not been asked to return.
Mark Valley was already confirmed to return, but not the Julie Bowen episodes. He was confirmed
because he was asked at the Emmys this last Sunday by
Alcello,
and
well,
he said
he did for the finale. He hasn't been signed for the finale.
No, he's not been signed for any episodes in the last season.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he said he was signed.
I can play you the video. I just listened to it tonight because I said, "Oh, because
well,
Jimmy said get some news, get some news that because this weekend I was like."
Well, I got all the news up to date Friday before I left, but I didn't. I left Saturday morning, so.
And also, I don't usually check out the videos, but I was like, well, I wanted to watch that
I
anyway.
Wanted to because there were so many, but I always do the news on my laptop. It doesn't have sound.
He is really cool. He had Jim Kaczynski and Evangeline, I can't say her name, Lily from Lost, meet.
Evangeline,
yeah. Thank you. Meet for the first. Well, they met before, but like actually on camera.
Yeah.
And they actually had really good chemistry together. I would want them to do a movie.
Claire, Emily de Ravine on Lost,
not
is
coming
sitting
back.
Out season 5,
yep.
But will be back as a regular for season 6.
Yep.
They just said it makes sense for a character. They love her and they don't want to waste her. Pushing Daisy's main three characters will meet their alternate universe selves. Get this, they're all
That's
Norwegian.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought so. The Charisma Carpenter will guest in this week's Greek with Assorted Animal House and original 90210 cast members for a sorority convention. And the guy that plays Dale, the religious nut, gets drunk. There was just an article about that guy who plays Dale. That he's Hollywood's new breakout star. He'll be the next.
I saw a picture of him. I didn't think he looked all that in the bag.
He's very funny on Greek, and I saw him in shit. He was in something another movie I saw.
Shit.
He was really funny.
Is that the sequel?
I don't know. James Marsters is returning to Smallville. Brainiac will be taking over Chloe's body after the November sweeps wedding.
Oh boy.
Terminator added a new full-time cast member this season as a girlfriend for John. And the girl who plays Penny on Lost, the Bone Terminator, they killed her off last week. So she will be free to do as much Lost as they need her to do.
Yay.
Tom Sizemore joined the cast of Crash. That was from a couple weeks ago, but we didn't announce
Yay.
It. Yay. And the woman who played Mrs. Vaughn in Alias will be the new lesbian doc on Grey's Anatomy. And Mary McDonnell is joining the cast for multiple episodes. Which makes me ask, whatever happened to Danny Gilmore? He came last season. I can't remember the actor's name. He was the dad in the Richie Rich movie. Really good actor. He was on several episodes of Gilmore Girls as an old doctor. Old intern. It was very funny. But he hasn't come back. Mary McDonnell's from Battlestar Galactica.
Well, he is very busy doing narration jobs on like the Discovery Channel and all those other shows. Like he does like literally 90% of the narrations.
And my last news story is the guy that plays Chief on Battlestar Galactica accidentally released a huge spoiler in an interview that Earth is the Cylon homeworld.
Why do you always leave Battlestar Galactica for last?
Because this was my flow.
Because you know everyone will be asleep by the time you're done talking.
No. Because it was the last news story I came across. That fit with the TV casting stuff. that it's the big spoiler, and they also said Battlestar will have the most perfect ending in history.
You'll
want the show to be over. And that's what
the most perfect ending in history?
That you will want the show to be over. When it ends, then.
Well.
Break.
When it's done for good, that's the most perfect ending.
Yes.
For me.
Yes, and it will be done for good in the spring.
That will be a
prequel. No, there's that pilot that might get picked up, John.
That's a prequel that's not Battlestar Galactica. It's called Caprica.
It's a prequel, though, so that means the story is not yet done being told in some form or fashion.
The Battlestar Galactica story is over, the Caprica story is not.
Oh, but Caprica's a part of the Battlestar
Galactica.
But the
story of these characters is going to be over.
Oh my god, you're just going to be equally as obsessed with Caprica as it gets picked up.
Oh, I totally will be, and that's all the news ahead.
You know what? We're going to make it mandatory that you, like, mix it up where you put the Battlestar news.
That was honestly the last news story I came across.
No, it was, like, Thursday or Friday when that came out. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
When I already had Mary McDonnell as the Greys in the last thing, and then because Mary McDonnell's in Battlestar, that's why I paired it with that.
Of course, that's what you would say. But you know,
let's take a break. Come back. We got tons of reviews.
Let's take a break. You know, enjoy the break. It's gonna be fun. Well, John called about the podcast to see if it was still on, and I said, "Of course, why not?" I laughed, and John told me that the power was going out, going from Hurricane Ike, talking of Transformers. I think John laughed a bit, started watching Eli Stone instead. Thirteen minutes left the season finale. Eli's life is on the line. Power flickered a bit. The power left the lines. Didn't get to watch the ending. I was mad I didn't combine. Couldn't watch the finale. Had to cancel the podcast as I lost my mind. I was without electricity today. I'm still without power today. Oh, I think in a hotel I'll stay. Oh, take a shower at your place, I may. Oh, the parents' power came on yesterday. Yay. Thank God. A week since my friction, I say to my reflection, God, I can't see my reflection, cause I'm standing in the bathroom, and it feels like the whole world's doomed. Wish the power would return soon, cause shaving in the dark is such a bitch. I'm without power today. What more can I say? It's on almost a week today since I've been without power.
Dude, what the hell happened to your face?
You were playing guitar during the song. You heard that I didn't have anything to say. Never mind. He learned that... You know, what's his name?
I'm sorry, guys.
Paul Newman passed away.
I thought Paul Newman was really dead. I thought Nick was fucking with him.
He thought I was fucking with him.
I was
with
weekend. I wasn't the other
day. Wow. He thought I was fucking with you.
You have googly eyes.
You have googly eyes. You can't trust them. Turn your head. Whoa.
Did you put googly eyes on Paul Newman's corpse?
I put googly eyes. Put googly eyes. Upon Norman's corpse.
That's the name.
Maybe pour some salad dressing on his face.
That's the name of the episode. I put googly eyes on Paul Newman's corpse.
Oh, God.
Let me write that down so we don't forget.
I know. I forgot, like, the last part of how you worded it, the Paul and Storm thing. And I was like, this doesn't feel like this is how he worded it. Oh, well.
Well, I was trying to make it a play off of their podcast title, which you probably didn't look up. Never mind. Okay, reviews.
I looked up a little into it. I just didn't
Lost
memorize
2.0
it.
Premiered on G4. Turns out that when they rerun the episodes at 4 in the afternoon, it's not Lost 2.0, it's just the old Lost. And when they air them normally at 9 p.m. during prime time, people who watch other shows can't record them. So Lost 2.0, F for time slot, you stupid fuckers, because I don't get to watch Lost 2.0.
F
it makes
for
me
fuckers.
Sad.
F is for fuckers, it's good enough for me. F
they should really
fuckers.
Rerun the Lost 2.0 during hours when I can actually record it.
That's when they did with Star Trek and everything else. That was like a major draw for the network, though. So, I mean, that's them competing with the other...
But they were running all the episodes multiple times a day. Just all the other runnings are...
That's not Lost 2.0, Jimmy.
I know. That made me mad.
There are reruns later on.
But they're just the normal Lost episodes that you can compare and contrast.
But
they're
reruns. Oh, wait a minute.
They're new ones now.
Speaking of Lost...
2.0 only runs at 9 p.m.
Speaking of Lost...
Yes.
How is it going?
What's oh, that? wait. Now it's time for the John Reviews Lost. La la, la la la. We need to make a theme song. We
totally did.
This is the segment where John reviews Lost.
I have not reviewed it this week.
Hey, let him speak for himself.
Sorry.
John? He's going to sell himself for his wife.
My review for Lost.
This has been the John Reviews Lost segment of the Good, the Bad, the Geeky. Also on G4.
Good done.
Spaceballs, the animated series, they aired 4 episodes.
Yeah, did you? I forgot to say
I watched all 4. Grand Theft Starship, which was in there inside a video game. Watch your Azik Park. They made a new, like...
Oh, he's making fun of movies now.
Athletes on steroids, they went to the park. Lord of the Onion Ring was basically Lord of the Rings put in 20 minutes. And Revenge of the Sithi was a parody of Phantom Menace. And they were just movie parodies.
Was it good?
No, not at all. It was terrible. The best part of it is whoever they got to voice Dog, the John Candy character, sounds exactly like John Candy. But the other voices sound nothing like them, and the princess is actually the original voice from the movie, and it sounds nothing like her. The closest
Even Mel
voice
Blank,
they have, well,
Brooks
Mel Brooks does the same voice as he did in the movie, same characters. He does Yogurt and... The king, emperor guy.
The emperor.
Right. He voices those characters, and Joan Rivers came back and voiced Dot, Matrix. The princess is back voicing herself, but it doesn't sound anything like the way she used to sound. But the guy that got playing the John Candy character sounds exactly like John Candy.
What's that one thing he used
to
say in the
producers?
But
it was a terrible show. Don't watch it. It was childish and stupid.
What's his only line in the producers musical every time?
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Oh.
I love that. I didn't like the movie version of the musical, but that's like my favorite part of the entire.
I did.
Will Ferrell. It felt like I was watching the stage version.
It did.
But it was stale.
Very static. It was slightly, but they'd already played those characters in 8,000
performances. No, it wasn't them. So. It was the camera movement. Like, it wasn't. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
No, I agree. Yeah. There was something missing from the movie.
I love the musical. I love it.
I do.
But the movie version of it.
I agree with
you. It's like watching the Lion King musical. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels different enough, but very... Anyway, blah, 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 blah.
I have
blah,
both
blah,
movies
blah.
On DVD, and I have seen the stage version, and I agree with you.
It's a lot better.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
Not to distant.
The Emmys. Started with the lamest, so Oprah being boring, and then 5 hosts being stupid, and then Shatner ripping off Heidi Klum's clothes.
Nothing wrong with that part, though.
I want to know why the hell Jeremy Piven won again.
Yeah, I know.
None of us picked that, by the way.
I know.
I
didn't even say Jeremy Piven. I was like, no, he's won enough now that he won't win. And now I'm going like, because I was listening, watching it, and I was like,
it was between
Piven was probably going to win because he's won before. And I'm going to be pissed about it.
He's won like 3 or 4 times in a row now.
Right.
And I've never seen the show.
Wait.
Supporting actor.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't find it.
No matter where you
yourselves.
No matter
okay.
Where you go for that on that
it was
one
Kevin
website.
Kevin Dillon, Jeremy Piven, Neil Patrick Harris, Rainn Wilson.
Neil Patrick Harris and Rainn Wilson. I mean, come on. Ricky Gervais was the best part, getting his Emmy back from Steve Carell threatening to tickle him.
Look at his stupid face. Look at his stupid face.
I loved they brought that back up, and I loved even more that Carell had an Emmy under his seat hiding.
Yeah. My favorite line that actually sold it was, he's like, you know, give me my stupid Emmy. Have you seen Ghost Town yet? Opened up November 5th, or October 5th. No. He's like, well, I've watched Evan Almighty, and that was horrible. Give me my Emmy back.
Yeah, he's like, I owe you. Now, Josh Groban singing the theme songs, I thought it was a good idea, but poorly executed. And it was even poorer that the local news in Columbus, Ohio, broke in to remind us that a week later some people still don't have power.
Yeah.
That was the complaint about the newspaper, too. I agree. There's no fucking reason ABC should have broken through the middle of that.
Some people still don't have power.
Because you know what? Those people, they don't have power. How can they fucking tell?
Yeah, and those people were in Hickville, so they probably don't even care about the Emmys.
No, and there was no reason to do that during
the apparently half of America didn't really care about the Emmys, but that's another story.
Well, I was mad because they kept all the bits kept getting cut. The bits that I thought would be funny, like Kristen Chenoweth's bit, and Betty White, and they're like, yeah, our bits are cut because Howie Mandel talked too long. Mm-hmm.
It was like, quickly, kiss Steve Martin's ass. Actually, Steve Martin was actually funny, but that's because he's Steve Martin.
Yeah, I know. But Betty White, the Mary Tyler Moore thing, I don't know. That was kind of weird. During the Everybody That's Died tribute, did you notice George Carlin was the first and the last person in the tribute? He was twice. He was the beginning and the end of the tribute.
That's it.
And they also listed Chef separately from Isaac Hayes. Even though the character of Chef died several years ago in South Park, they did Isaac Hayes and then they did Chef as a separate person.
No, I think
they were naming the characters.
Nobody else. They named the character. With him, they did.
Oh,
Isaac
I thought
Hayes,
they did that
Chef.
With one other
not
person.
No, they did not list.
Well,
the character
I thought
like
it was more because he's more known for music, but he did a TV character. So, and since this is the Emmys,
yeah, I don't know, but they actually put like Chef's name, like they did for all the deceased. So I don't know. The laugh-in thing where they brought the laugh-in people back was really lame, and that disappointed me a lot.
Well,
Lily Tomlin and her ilk, you'd think it would be hilarious.
It would have been funny, like, if it was probably pre-recorded, where they could keep the, keep the timing on it better.
Yeah.
But mad props to Jon Stewart, though, for trying to make it seem cool, which is, like, thank you guys so much for even doing this.
Well, yeah.
You guys are legends. Thank you. And he was very sincere.
And I agree. I mean, they are legends, and it was a really cool thing to see. I just was a little disappointed.
Oh, the also best part of the night, Don Rickles. Don Rickles.
Oh, man. I, right now, am pissed at him because he broke tradition. Because 3 years Colbert's been eligible for that award. 3 years he's been scooped by somebody's special presentation. And even though it pisses me off, I'm just waiting for the year there's no special presentation and Colbert finally gets it. But after Barry Manilow lost, he was on Colbert's show the next day. After Barry Manilow beat Colbert, he was on the show. After Tony Bennett beat Colbert, he was on the show. Don Rickles hasn't been on the show. Now, if he comes on Colbert's show, like, next week, I'll forgive him. But the fact, you know Colbert was like, come on my show. Everybody else has. He broke tradition and did not go on the Colbert Report.
Okay, it's a tradition for Colbert, not for, you know.
Right, but you scoop
it's
Colbert
not like an
for an award that should be his if there weren't a special event. If there were no special events, Colbert would win it.
You also know that Don Rickles performs, like, 5 shows at Vegas Monday through Friday. That was, like, the whole purpose of that documentary. So, being the Sundays, the Emmys were on a Sunday, he had time to do that.
He needs to make a day and go visit Colbert soon.
Either way, though, he was also very funny.
I agree.
It reminded me of the old Dean Martin Celebrity Roast, which those are way funnier. And they didn't use all that colorful language as much as
they... I was a big fan of Kathy Griffin. Laughing. I thought she was
being sincere.
She was very classy when she said, everybody stand up.
Well, that part, yeah, but then as a...
I think at that part, it was half like she's really laughing, but then she's also trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
Because there were main points where I was like, oh my God, I think she's going to like pop a blood vessel because he's like not giving a fuck about anything. Like, he just wants to do a joke and say F you to the Emmys, which he always does it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And he's short.
I'm
sure
not begrudging him for winning the award. I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. I'm just saying he needs to be on Colbert.
Okay.
Soon. Before he...
I'll have his people call your people, and then your people will go, well, who's Jimmy? and then Colbert were like, I never got a message about Rickles being on my show. And Jimmy was like, it was my plan all along.
So I could be on Colbert.
Yes.
So, John, who won our Emmy contest since you didn't have the results back for us last week?
And tell us who the loser is, too, afterwards, because I want to...
First, tell us the middle person.
Well,
who didn't matter?
Okay, well, who will
And John, you also listened. You saw the reward, the test results, right, sir?
Yes.
And okay, now did you also listen to the episode as well and get the full gravitas of who all is playing the game?
Yes.
And who is all right? Yes, okay. Yes. I just want
to. All the participants.
Okay.
I know who all the participants were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. The winner of.
The Emmy.
This is the Emmys this year.
The first Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Emmy
competition.
First annual Good, the Bad, and the Geeky.
The first annual.
Next year will be the third annual. That we skip the second one. Okay, sorry.
This was the first annual Emmy competition.
Mm-hmm.
By the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky.
By the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. Of the 60th annual Emmys. Next year will be the second annual Emmy competition for the Good.
We're just going to review.
Of the 62nd, 61st.
No, it's the second annual of the 60th. We're going to review the same Emmys all over again. And we'll try to guess and remember who won and pick those. That would be awesome. We should totally do that.
Oh, my right. God.
If we remember.
With a total of 14 picks right.
Isn't that the same number that won for the.
I don't remember.
Oscars?
I think so.
I think it was 14-9-4.
I don't know. Anyway,
the winner
with 14 is
John Medine.
Nick Nitro.
Woo!
I do not have to cook anything. I get to eat it. It's dead, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
The silver medal with 13.
Woo! That was close.
It was a close one. It was Jimmy.
Woo! I'm shocked. I am. Flabbergasted.
Yes.
I would like to thank God, and I would like to thank my producer.
Da, 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 da,
and the actors da, 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 da. Who worked with me, and they did so wonderful.
Okay.
The bronze medal. Which I would like to say. Hold the drums.
Okay.
I would like to say when most people would like to remember things and keep things close to them, they have a bronze. So, in my mind, this is the most important.
It's Morgan.
With 9 was myself.
Woo! You gonna cook? How many did Morgan get?
Morgan got 5. And that bitch is cooking for us.
She was not in the competition.
Actually, I believe she was.
After listening to the episode, she was.
She can cook. You don't want her to cook.
I tallied all the votes.
Uh-huh.
The votes are official. And Al Gore even took the vote.
This is actually your handwriting of her name on these things.
Yes.
And I believe you
have caught your girlfriend in hot shit.
You two
sir.
Are one and the same.
I think you lost.
So I
believe we said.
You are able to.
I believe we said during the episode that Morgan didn't count. She just did it for fun.
And even if I did, it was myself from the future when I'm not thinking right.
Between the three of us.
So I'm gonna go with John.
She never agreed to
ruling that Morgan signed up for it by you signing her up.
Well, Amanda wasn't gonna cook if she lost.
Well, if Morgan lost, being tied to you, I'm gonna go.
I believe a John is cooking for us.
I don't think so.
I don't. I agree with John.
As long as I have the final tabulations done by a private accounting firm.
Of course. Naturally. We only work for the best. We only get the best work for us. Yeah.
If you guys don't mind, we're gonna do a 5-minute thing where the guy's gonna come out and talk about how important it is to
account.
To account.
Do IRS. Do numbers. And that will be after the show.
We got other reviews, so let's move on.
I would like my steak medium well.
She's
Morgan, I'm sorry.
If you the want her to cook steak for you, it's not going to happen.
The s'morester.
She can cook 2 things. Actually,
yeah, s'morester. This is John, by the way.
Yes, John.
She has to listen to the show.
Well, she will after this.
She listens to parts of it.
She will.
She will.
I'd like brownies, actually.
Brownies?
I heard your brownies are very good.
I would like cookies. I heard cookies are very good.
I guess she would make a baked good if you cooked the dinner.
Now, would that be our meal?
You know what? I didn't lose, so I'm not cooking shit.
You did lose between the three of us, which was the rule, which was the contest.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I almost dropped the board. That's
if
bad.
Her, I bet I could get her to.
You're just mad that I found a loophole. And
no, because we specifically said
we need.
No.
We, you know what? We need to do a Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Bill of Rights
I will
for
go
betting
back and review
for the
but
show.
I will guarantee you that
you can
it was
do whatever
stated
the hell you want. I tabulated the things and I won.
You you did not win. You have to cook.
And also, the accounting firm says he won too. That was good. That was going to be my email. I was like,
I just made
dear
it
good
fun,
bad and geeky.
I
don't believe so.
I said that.
Half the things you say don't really.
Well, she can't cook. Trust me, you don't want her cooking.
I don't care. I'm not cooking.
S'morster, did you hear what your boyfriend just said? He said that you cannot cook.
She knows that. We've
on a podcast, publicly.
I'm the cooker of the two of us.
The well, cooker?
Like
you're the cooker?
For her. For us.
Cooking.
Are you a restaurant?
I lost last time. This time I'm fair and square. John gets cooked.
I don't believe so.
I'll give us a review because we're 45 minutes into the show.
Oh,
Sorority Forever, which is one of CW's new online-only shows, is available on my TiVo, so I watched the first 10 episodes. They're like 2 to 3 minute episodes for a CW show. It was a good CW show, but I didn't like the choppy editing that they have to do for a 2 minute episode, so I didn't like it.
I didn't like that you're being a bitch and making me cook.
I don't like that you're trying to change the rules of the contest.
I don't think I am. 2 months later.
We will look back at the podcast. I watched the Ghostbuster finale from
cooking,
last year.
Freaking ants on a log.
Dude, do that.
Ew. I didn't know.
And we have to eat it. We have to eat it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
I can cook whatever I want.
You have to at least eat a bite.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I gotta cook whatever I want.
Okay, I'm up
otherwise,
for
otherwise, you gotta have more
just
to cook.
Just don't give me like a cockroach or anything like that. Just like give
Saturday
me
Night Live with Anna Faris was okay. I don't know. It wasn't fantastic.
Ants on a fucking log, dude. Ants on a fucking log.
It was okay. when I bought
Jimmy's trying to keep a straight face
DVD
and keep focus.
Last week. Last week, they gave me a free sample copy of the pilot episode of True Blood, so I watched it.
That's right. If you buy anything over $20, they give it to you, don't they?
Any HBO series.
Oh, any HBO, that's
right. Any HBO
I almost bought extras. Did you get like the one, like the nice like
the
clapboard?
They didn't actually open like a clapboard.
No, right. But yeah.
But yes, the full series with the
have you watched any of it?
No. They gave me the True Blood pilot, and I really, really liked it. And too much sex for Morgan's taste. Lots of nudity and stuff. What did I say?
Did it show her boobies?
No, they did not.
Did it show other people's boobies?
Yes, they did.
With booyah.
The boobs they were showing, no.
Oh.
There was some blood in the episode, but they weren't in the same. It wasn't the same spot. It made me
that's
really want to watch
blood
the show.
Boobies.
I wish
that's
I had HBO.
No blood boobies.
And I guess True Blood is the name of the synthetic blood in the show. It was good. I watched Gary Unmarried, and my review's kind of mixed, because
I heard Jane Moore's the best part of it.
No, Ed Begley Jr.'s the best part of it. And the review I read said the same thing.
Well, okay, I think
Ed Begley Jr. plays their marriage counselor, who is now dating Jane Moore's ex-wife, which totally breaks all the rules of society. But Jane Moore was quite funny. Ed Begley Jr. was hilarious.
Well, no, I heard he was like a scene stealer, but I heard like in
he
terms
was
of performance.
Well, Ed Begley was
Jay
only,
Moore.
Like,
it was like so. Jerry O'Connell. They're like Jane Moore should be doing something better than this.
He was, and that's kind of how I felt. Like, he was really funny, but the material was only so-so. But it was good enough, I'll give it a chance, because I enjoyed it. So I'll watch it. Worst Week was not very good at all. I had high hopes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't truly hate it.
It's gotten some good reviews. It's got great potential, and I want to see where it goes. I wasn't impressed.
Well, you didn't like Meet the Parents, though, did you?
I did like Meet the Parents.
You did? Okay.
I did. I just thought this was too contrived. That the lengths that he... of the disasters that happened were too
well, if he would have been
happened
like,
too quickly.
If he would have been like Ben Stiller's character was, which is he is sort of self-serving, but ultimately he really isn't, then it would have not
well,
done it.
The
reviews
of him is that he's really good.
No, he was. But that's the thing. Like, if he was, like, he took that lady home, and you're knowing right there. I was like, wow, this guy is an idiot.
Everything that happened.
It's really more of as an exercise. If you wanted an exercise on how far they can go in making a character seem like such a fucking idiot.
But still
B, have a
likeable.
Heart of gold, very likable, then that is a great exercise.
For everything.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that'll hold up for a season or multiple.
No, I really don't either, because it's like, how long can you really do,
we'll
like,
see.
Meet the Parents in a TV show form?
That's true. But I'll watch
but
a few more.
It is funny when a man slips in somebody else's own pee.
But I prefer Gary
because someone is that stupid that they go into a kitchen
yeah.
and piss into a pot full of goose.
I prefer Gary Unmarried. the last series premiere I have for the week was The Mentalist. I enjoyed it very much. It was psych grown up. This guy used to pretend to be a psychic for the cops, but then he admitted that he's just very observant, and now he works for the cops as a very observant individual. And he like, and he's got the attitude, kind of like Sean, but it's not a comedy, it's a drama.
Right,
like, where
yeah.
he'll go and accuse the husband right off the bat of killing his daughter, just to see the reaction, to see if it he really did it or whatever, and he really did it.
I love it when the wife went in and blew the husband's head off. That was
awesome.
Oh,
that was so funny. Did you like it?
No.
Oh, I did.
I didn't. Oh. I mean, I like the actor. I don't know. Some of it was he's humorous, but it's not something I want to watch. Like,
now
watch
you didn't watch Gary and Mary though, so you only watched
I did not.
Two?
I only watched no.
You
I
only watched two
oh,
series.
The new yeah.
Series.
Yeah.
So of those two, which did you prefer?
Of those two, of Gary those. And Mary, or not? No, Gary and Mary. Sorry, the other one, the worst week.
Worst week. Week?
Yeah.
Worst
and
week
that's still questioning whether or not I would keep up the subscription. Per
I
week.
Would rank them Mentalist. Gary and Married Worst Week, but I'm not sold on keeping a season pass for any of the three.
Yeah.
But they've all sold me into a second week.
Yeah, same here.
Because The Mentalist, I think it's very entertaining, but it's probably just going to be another
it's like,
procedural crime
it's
show.
Like, it's like Fringe.
And I don't have time for a procedural crime show.
Fringe, by the second week, I was like, I need another week to gauge
but
it.
Fringe,
third
there's
week.
At least an overarching plot. This is going to be a weekly, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, John, did you watch any series premieres?
Any series premieres? I started watching The Simpsons tonight, but
that's
I
a season premiere.
Oh,
we haven't
series,
got
my
the
bad.
Season premiere.
No.
So let's go for season premieres. Did you watch The Simpsons
watch
tonight?
The
no, what are you talking about?
I totally watched The Simpsons because I showed up here for the podcast after work and John wasn't here yet. He was delayed, so I ran home and watched The Simpsons.
I started watching it.
It was okay.
Something else.
It was okay. They had like
I left the room and had to do something else. So.
Homer and Ned became bounty hunters together
yeah.
as friends,
yeah.
and they formed like the Friends bounty hunter thing.
Oh,
and
my God.
There were like three cameos by Sideshow Bob escaping though,
yeah.
so that makes me wonder if they're bringing him back for an episode soon, and that was the setup, or if they just tossed him.
Wow,
in
they're season. Throwing continuity back into the show.
And then Marge.
I don't know what
became,
to think about that.
Well, Homer got fired because he was arrested for getting in a brawl during a alcoholist St. Patty's Day, and then while he was getting out with the bail bondsman, he decided to become a bounty hunter. I don't know. Then Marge was baking for an erotic bakery and made like penis cakes
it.
And
yeah.
stuff. They tricked her into it, but
yeah.
then she figured out and she kept baking for them anyway. And at the end, Homer was back in jail and she's like, "Homie, I baked you a cake to make your special cake using all my new skills to remind you of me. I'll get you out of jail tomorrow." And he opens it up and just says, "To the love of my life." And Homer's like, "Oh," he licks it. Whatever. It was funny. But it wasn't, like, anything super. And it said guest starring Julie Louis-Dreyfus. I didn't hear her in the episode. I have no idea who she voiced.
Hmm. Well, that's good, then, usually. I mean, if they can do that.
So there were, like, three major guest stars, but she was the one I remembered. And
my favorite one is
when
Dustin Hoffman just comes on the show, mm-hmm. and, like, he because of mm-hmm. the first time he was on, he didn't want
yeah.
anyone to know he did The Simpsons, because
yeah.
it was a hack show back then, the mm-hmm. first season, that he took an alternate name, and he
mm-hmm.
still uses that name. So when you hear a voice that sounds familiar, but you don't know what it is, it's probably Dustin Hoffman.
Well, speaking of cameo, Saturday Night Live, which I just kind of glossed over and said it was okay, Tina Fey came back once more as Sarah Palin.
Of course
and
she
Chris
was.
Parnell returned as Jim Lauer when they did the debate sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Season premieres that haven't premiered yet, but Nick and I are tuned in with connections.
We
Chuck,
are.
Chuck added lots of new characters to the theme song. I got your text ahead of time, so Captain Awesome's added. I didn't realize they also added the whole Buy More, The Boss, and The Three.
Yes, I love that.
Too. As well as they're bringing in, you know, a new assistant.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite show from last year. You know what? I've already seen it.
Eli Stone beats it for me, but
oh,
I love.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I did love the season premiere. I thought it was awesome. It had Michael Clark Duncan. It was everything that Chuck should have been
mm-hmm.
in season one. And I did love Chuck season one, but it was everything stepped up a notch in humor, in action, in plot, both serial and whatever, and heart, Casey not being able to kill him.
And the big death at the end.
And the death at the end. Oh, Tony Todd. Ooh, spoiler for those of you who haven't seen it since it hasn't aired yet. Oops.
Wait,
it premieres tomorrow. Tune in.
beep.
Do you think he's really dead?
Yes.
Okay. That would be okay, but it was a.
Because they said there was a major
was
death
really
in the
good.
First.
That wasn't a major death.
Well, that's what
character.
The producers were saying.
Right.
Josh Schwartz and whatever.
I still haven't heard anything more if Sarah Lancaster's still going to die. But it was a fantastic
She's
premiere.
Hot.
Fantastic.
And you know what? If you take her out,
mm-hmm.
you, that
She's
would lose the Captain Awesome relationship, really.
No, because of the idea they had where they were going to
bring the parents.
A fake, no, they were going to put in a fake sister to be undercover for him.
Oh, that's right.
And then they would have to tell Captain Awesome about everything. It would be interesting.
I love Captain Awesome. He literally just goes around and is like, awesome. That's why they call him Captain Awesome.
He only said like once in the premiere, but I was so excited.
Oh, yeah. They toned him down a bit.
And Life, we also caught a glimpse of that. And that
I did not
like Wednesday.
Dig that as much. And the only reason why is because I just bought season one and I finished watching season one. And I was a little disappointed in that, where that was going. It's the last 20 minutes actually got me psyched for episode two. Because I know it's a procedural show, but after last season, usually the premiere gets you right back going where it is. They did a whole, like, it almost like trying, like they were trying to imitate Lost or Heroes with the whole 5 months later or so many months later or times pass, and you're just like, where's the chief or the lieutenant who might be corrupt, might not be? Where's this person? Where's that person? They're just gone.
They waited till the end of the show to go back to
the storyline.
Series arc, yeah.
Yeah, which is the whole point, which is he's looking for the person who killed him. They found it, season finale.
I love, the season one was a short season, but they did so much with it on top of their weekly procedurals.
But who's the main character on that?
Damian Lewis.
And he
the guy
the
from
cop.
Dreamcatcher.
Okay.
Yeah,
I watched a few
episodes last year,
I think I watched it here.
Jimmy, at the other studio.
they were
if you
want to
borrow it, I do have it. I just finished it, so.
The season 2 premiere was good,
yeah, I'll watch
but it
after
wasn't.
I watched
yeah.
Lost.
Someday you'll have to give it. I'm moving to Kentucky in June. You better get it back before
then. You're moving to Kentucky?
Yeah. Back to reviews.
We'll talk about that after, like, in a little bit.
Apparently, because I thought you knew. Never mind.
No, I didn't know.
Okay, so moving on.
Things I could have brought to my attention yesterday.
It's maybe because you missed so many episodes. No, I'm just kidding. We'll talk to you about it after. Heroes was quite good. Now, see, I'm one of those people who love season 2 better than season 1.
I heard
1.
That it wasn't that good.
Now, the reviews that I read were very good. Now, I thought it was back to season 1 good, though. I didn't think it was as good as season 2. But I was very, very worried they were killing Kristen Bell, and when they didn't, it made me very excited. Even though they dropped 5 characters out of the theme song. They dropped
No Kevin.
They dropped the little boy, they dropped his cousin, the black girl, Kristen Bell, they dropped David Anders, both of whom are returning this season. Kristen Bell's returning a lot. David Anders may just return limited, but he's returning. And they dropped the only new character they added to the theme song was Angela Petrelli, Peter Nathan's mom. And they had Malcolm McDowell in it. My favorite part was the Greg Grunberg in the desert talking to the turtle. And I liked it. I liked it like I liked season 1. I wasn't as super thrilled with it as I was with season 2. Except the Kristen Bell and horn-rimmed glasses parts, I loved those parts.
Oh my gosh. It's like watching someone who realized that they overall, with the fans, realized they effed up. They really badly fucked up. So they're trying to, quickly, let's do fan service. The only problem is, let's quickly, upon doing fan service, let's just throw out about 90% of what our plot lines and ideas were for the
but
normal story arc.
They didn't throw it out. They only threw
in
out
a
the
way,
virus part.
In a way, well, yeah, but that was supposed to carry on into this part.
However,
with
Nathan's
assassination attempt.
But.
And bring the heroes to the forefront.
The second part of season 2 was this 13-episode villains, and other than dropping the virus part of it, these are the plots they were going to do at the end of season 2. The only thing they cut out was the virus. If you watch the deleted...
No,
the
I know.
Films,
I've seen them. I've seen them. No, I know that.
This is the plot they were going to go with.
Yes, but it was also supposed to be interstitched with the whole, the heroes' powers being coming out, because that was... I've heard rumors that was the whole point of why they were being set free, not because they broke out. The government ordered they were released. Because, or that they would be taken in custody and then they break out.
Okay. Well, they're still going to follow most of the plots they had. They're not throwing out 90%, they're throwing out 20%.
I didn't like any of it. It wasn't the dream sequence.
I got chills.
It wasn't until the second hour, the butterfly effect. I was like, I don't really care about it anymore.
Really?
Whatever they're fucking going to do, they're going to do, and I just can't give a shit. And
I liked it.
I'm just going to try to enjoy it as just a show. It's like Monk to me now.
That's sad.
No, I'm
not saying that you're missing out. I'm saying that's sad that they fall
like Smallville.
In a fan's eyes. Smallville was very solid the second week, by the way.
I heard it was horrible the first week. Because you told me it
wasn't
horrible.
It was just...
Mediocre.
No, I said it was much better than last season.
Oh, okay.
Last season was kind of mediocre.
I just like putting words in
there
your mouth.
There were part of the first episode that were okay. The second episode was even more
like
solid.
Putting other things in your mouth.
Nick, up air! Big Bang Theory came back, and I thought I was under the impression that Sarah Gilbert was added as the main character. But she was.
She doesn't come back until next week when they use her to be...
Well, she was guest starring in, like, Law & Order or something.
Make her jealous. Make Penny jealous, because
they're going to add her into the theme song as the main character, or she's just going to do it?
She's added into the little interstitial. They changed it.
Okay.
Because Penny is on the floor.
Because it wasn't there in the first episode.
No, she wasn't in the episode at all.
And she wasn't in that interstitial either. She wasn't anywhere.
They changed it, though.
It was still the same picture.
Yes, they did. They changed it.
It was still the same.
I went back and refilmed
it. It was the four guys in the blonde.
Whatever. It was a different order, though.
Hmm?
It was a different one used, and that's the point.
Different what used?
They reshot that image and interstaged it in, which is what the point is.
Then it has Sarah Gilbert.
Who the fuck cares if it has Sarah Gilbert? I'm just trying to say it's different.
My name is Earl. The first episode with Seth Green was very but the second episode was better. And I like Seth Green.
I thought that was great.
Now see, unlike the Heroes thing.
But I don't think you're missing out.
I never said you're missing out, Heroes. I actually went out of my way to say I wasn't saying you're missing
out. Well, I wasn't saying that you were missing out.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
The Seth Green episode was okay, but I liked using the parrot. Beau Bridges is fucking awesome. And the second episode was much better.
I like the title, too, which is, if this show doesn't win us an Emmy, why don't we...
That was one title, and then if you were watching the episode, it had a different title.
Yeah, that was their way of being creative.
I don't know. Neither title made sense, but whatever.
That's fine.
The Office was great. Amy Ryan returned. I loved that Ryan was back as their secretary at the end.
It's
come full circle. And I love that he's in love with Kelly, and he's trying to get her back. I love that he has fallen from where he rose.
I don't think he loves her. I really do not think he loves her.
Yeah, I think he just wants back his comfortable he had before.
Yeah. And that's why he can use her like he did before. Just for keep him
a warm body in bed.
Yes.
Little poutine.
Poutine.
Did you guys notice what how Toby was injured?
That was set waiting for him at the very, very end was hilarious.
But did you notice how he was injured, though? He said what injured him.
Ziplining.
Yes.
And
we watched it like 2 days after we went ziplining.
After, though, that's the key.
Yeah, that is the key, sir.
You said after you went ziplining. Or was it before?
Before, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
See, that's worse.
So you guys freaking out?
So we're like, oh, great. That's cool.
You end up like Toby. Well, nobody likes you either. No, I'm just kidding.
God.
I'm kidding. I love the goatee. I love that we finally get to see what they did this summer. I love the leaps and weeks. I love that Michael grew the goatee to copy Ryan, and then they both shaved and Dwight was growing it.
That was...
And I loved Phyllis blackmailing Angela. Loved it.
Yeah.
How she got to take over the party planning committee.
My only thing that it wasn't a complaint at all, but well actually
yes it was
yeah you know what it was, but I still love the show.
It was great. I thought it was just great.
I was a little sad that it was Michael the one who's starting the self destruct of Amy Ryan and him by tearing up the tickets. I thought that was him beginning the.
I thought he was gonna take her.
There was a poll on EW on Othello's files where it's like, how do you think that Amy Ryan will leave the show? And Toby will come back to take his place. Well, it would be A, Michael sabotages it. B, she ends up being a total nut job. Or C, the baby really is his and Jane's lying to him.
I looked at the
cliche thing is like totally going to be she ends up being nuts. And I even
I looked at the little thing for next week and it said like Michael tells her that he's going to pretend he hates her in front of Jan. So, you know, that's just going to be bad.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's sad, because I really...
Because he's going to say something, she's going to take it personal.
Yeah, even though he's going to tell her that he's pretending, she's going to... Yeah, it makes me sad, because I really thought they were going to do something good there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having...
I felt bad for Andy a little bit.
Yeah, I do too, because he doesn't deserve that.
No, he really doesn't. Like, Andy is like...
I hope that doesn't...
Well, I didn't think he deserved it last season either. Like, I don't think he deserves Angela. That's...
I think, Angela, he could do better than Angela. The way Angela's being so mean to him.
Two very weird people that are very just sort of mean to the world deserve each other. And that would be Angela and Dwight.
Angela and Dwight?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should just, get over the fact that, Dwight killed her cat.
And the other new office that's coming back is that because of what Ryan did, they're going to have to do a seminar on, ethics and stuff.
I'd hope so.
Because
we would need, Scott, Michael Klump.
Yeah. Michael Klump. New Adventures of Old Christine.
I did
was
watch
very
that.
Solid. I did watch it. And I canceled the season pass. I'm like, I'm just going to watch the premiere because I want to see her marry Barb. And it was fantastic, so I'm going to watch it again.
Of course you are.
I love New Adventureville Christine. Boston Legal, they dropped three main characters from the theme song. The British chick, the black chick, and Gary Anthony Williams.
I like the old adventures.
And they haven't added any new...
Christine, just saying.
And they haven't added any new characters. Denny couldn't get it up, which was kind of the...
Wasn't that the
plot
thing last year? Like,
no.
It was a few times you couldn't
get
it up.
No, this was the first time that he couldn't get it up.
Oh.
And Alan was daydreaming in court, and they brought back the little dwarf Bethany again. I love it. I thought it was very good.
It is, actually. Yeah.
I don't want to break it. That's what I'm giving it to you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll
keep it here to my heart.
My favorite season premiere of the week, though, with the possible exception of The Office, was Grey's Anatomy. They did a dream theme, and they brought in Kevin McKidd, who's Christina's new love interest that's going to be a main character soon. And they hadn't added any new characters, but he's going to be. And Bernadette Peters guest starred. And they brought back Denny. Like, they all had little dreams, like, throughout the episode.
Did she sing when they were operating on her?
She didn't get... Bernadette didn't get operated on.
Or when they did something to her?
No, she didn't sing.
Oh.
No. She was, like, a woman whose husband had been cheating on her with her best friend. And then they all got in car... The wives were in one car, and the husbands were in another car, and they both got in car accidents. And it was also kind of cool, too, because last season, in terms of the fans, kind of considered it lame, like that last season was a weak point for the series. So in this premiere episode, which was a two-hour, the chief said they would have been ranked the number two hospital in the country, teaching hospital. Their rankings dropped to number 12. And I think they were, like, number 12 for most of last season in the ratings, like, on television. And so he gave them this whole thing about how 12's not good enough, and we need to do better, and we've been resting on our laurels. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of a commentary on the show, because last season was a little lame. But it totally stepped it back up and had a great premiere. And then, like, Meredith had a dream where Derek died, which was what they'd said. And the Rose did say, I'm pregnant with your baby, and then she laughed in his face and said, no, I'm not, you idiot, but you deserve that. And they did this whole thing. And then the end, though, I was in tears three times in Grace, and it's been a while since Grace put me in tears. But the last one was Izzy and Alex were finally getting closer again. And then Alex was a jerk because Izzy said he was a nice guy, and Alex didn't take that well, so he's mm-hmm. sleeping with some hoe. And she sees him, and she flashes back to season two, where she's like getting in the elevator in her prom dress because she was going to show Denny her prom dress before he died. Mm. And then Denny's there in a tux. And she's like, I told you I'd show you my prom dress. And he sweeps her up in his arms. And I'm bawling because I know Denny's dead and he's never going to see her in that prom dress. And it was very, very sad. But it was a great use of bringing Denny back.
Okay.
And Alex's girl's gone because she's starring in the X-List. So they made that make sense. And whatever. And... I only have a book review left, so if you have any other TV or movie reviews.
I watched the second episode of TMNT Back in the Sewer, and...
You didn't review the first episode.
Yeah, because I missed it.
Oh.
I saw the third one as well.
Those new Spider-Man episodes.
I think it starts in the middle of October.
Okay.
They've been showing reruns, though, like mad.
I know.
It was okay, but I thought last season was a stretch for TMNT. But they got back to our timeline. And they're still doing, like they're actually turning into the old 80s cartoon a bit.
Woo-hoo.
In terms, no, not good.
You left your wife and 48 kids. That was Shredder in the old series. I remember that scene vividly.
What?
He's marching with the soldiers, and Shredder's like, you left your wife and 28 kids, you left. I remember that very vividly.
Oh my
god.
That was in the cartoon. That's just, now see, that makes me sad. Because like I
had 48. It was something 8.
Because someone at work actually is a huge fan of TMNT and has like 4 seasons of the original 80s mm-hmm. series. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I had this like in my head, just not doing
no,
well.
No, it's bad.
Because I like the original stuff, and so I started I watched like one volume of it, and I just was like, oh.
I ordered. I found Dave's World season 1 on half.com for like $10. So I ordered it.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Have you watched Freakazoid yet?
Nope.
You need to get on that.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a
Beekman's World.
Love that show.
They play that on
Noggin.
Telemundo. I was flipping through it.
Yeah.
That they and, showed how you could rip up a telephone book.
Yeah.
The big mouse and the girl in that ended up playing on Witchblade.
Yeah.
Witchblade, yes.
But I
TNT
still kind of watched
show.
It because they had like some things in English a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Beakman's World was like Bill Nye the Science Guy.
They played Bill Nye
on
too.
LSD.
I love Bill Nye.
But
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Science TV Code. They changed the theme to like Bill. Like it sounds real.
I want to watch that.
Bill Nye the
Science TV Code.
Now I want to watch that. At least the theme song. I finished the book Breaking Dawn, which was last in the Twilight series. And I really enjoyed it, for the most part. I really, really liked it, but if that's the end of the series, I'm going to be pissed. And I guess she didn't say that was the end of the series. She said it was the end of the Edward and Bella focused books.
Did she die? Did she become a vampire?
The first 200 pages, she is a human, and they're on their honeymoon, and she becomes pregnant with a half-vampire child, which is supposed to be unheard of. You're not supposed to happen, but see, vampires will always kill their lovers because they lose control and they get wild, and so it never mattered to them before. And so then the next 200 pages are from the werewolf's perspective, because he's always been in love with her, but at this point she's pregnant, and the baby's killing her from the inside out. And so it would not make sense to have the book from her perspective. So for the first time in the series, they go to somebody else's perspective, and I really think the future books will be the werewolf's perspective, which will be fine, because it was actually really good. He stayed by her side, even though he knew she was never going to love him. And they eventually discovered, before the baby killed her, that they should feed her blood. And she actually liked the taste of blood, even though she was a vampire, because of the cravings the child did over her body. And so she was drinking blood, and then she was able to take a little food. And they knew that the baby, in the ancient legends they heard, the baby would eat its way out of her stomach, because it couldn't go through the birthing canal, because it was growing too fast. Like, in a month, it was already at full size, and its placenta sac was made out of like the vampire skin is, and the only thing that can break through that skin is like werewolf teeth, because it's like stone. And they did a whole thing where humans have 24 DNA strands or whatever, and vampires have 26, but the werewolves have 25, so we were thinking the baby was kind of werewolfy, but it ended up being like half human, half vampire, and when it came out, it almost killed her, so that's when they turned her into a vampire to save her life. They kept her heart beating long enough. And then the big vampire government from Italy came and tried to kill them all, and it was a big battle, and it was super awesome. And then the werewolf fell in love with the baby. Wow. It imprinted, because it can imprint, so he's not really in love with the baby, but he knows he's going to marry the baby when she gets older, so right now he's going to be a guardian. It's an imprinting thing. And then he found out he wasn't really a werewolf. They're shapeshifters. Because true werewolves, it's connected to the full moon, but he's a Native American mystical power, and they shape.
Please listen to yourself when you re-listen to our episodes. Re-listen to this one.
Okay, when I say fell in love with a baby, it does sound gross, but if you read the book in context, it's not.
Okay. I'm sure to a mass murdering, murdering people or raping small children sounds sane to him, because that's what the bad demons tell him to do.
Okay, he's not a demon.
He's a werewolf, which technically is like a demon on Earth.
No, he's not a real werewolf. That's what they said.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck?
He's a shapeshifter with ancient Native American mystical powers. There's a difference.
Okay, but does he turn into a werewolf?
No.
Okay, then why did you say that he was a werewolf?
Because for four books they made us think he was a werewolf, and at the end of the last book...
So, for those who are following along... He's a werewolf, but not really.
You thought he was until they actually examined what werewolves really are, and then you realized he wasn't one.
It's kind of like Prison Break.
He can't
they
turn
break
anybody
out
into
of prison, but next season they go right back in and break out again.
No, they did not. And Prison Break is awesome.
The whole title.
I just watched 3 Prison Break episodes in a row this week, and it was awesome. Even though they're not in prison.
Hey, I got a suggestion for a show that someone should watch.
What?
This is for Morgan next.
God.
Actually, it's a whole channel.
God.
She needs to watch Food Network, because I heard she can't cook, and she needs to learn.
I have the review.
She's going to cook for us.
And she's not going to cook for you.
I like a
she
steak.
She wasn't part of the deal.
Like a steak.
She
wasn't
part of the deal.
Then you know what? You shouldn't have included her in the show.
Go back and listen.
I did, sir.
I don't believe you.
He did, actually.
I did.
I'm going to go back and look.
He called me, and we were talking about it. He's like, I don't want to tell what the winners are until the show. And I was like, I already know who won. He's like, you do? I was like, who won? I was like, me? He's like, okay, well, you won. I was like, yeah. I was like, did you count Morgan, too? And he was like, yes. I was like, Morgan lost. It was awesome.
Well, she never watches anything. She just threw it out as fun because I made her. And I know we talked about she didn't count. But anyway, I will go back and listen.
You should.
I will. And if I'm proven wrong, I'll admit it. But I'm sure I'm not. Any other reviews?
I doubt it. You are actually wrong.
No, I'm not. Yeah, any other reviews? Next week!
I have a review on your performance this episode.
Next week, I'll have to see the premiere's review of Ghost Whisperer, American Dad and Family Guy, which aired tonight, Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters, which aired tonight, Private Practice, Pushing Daisies, and the series premiere of The X-List. Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else?
I don't believe so.
Mommy, why is a werewolf but really a shapeshifter?
He's not a werewolf.
Why do you call it a werewolf?
Because they thought he was a werewolf.
But why?
Because they didn't know.
But why did they know, but they didn't?
They didn't know.
But what do you mean they didn't know? Because they called him a werewolf.
I'm going home to watch the presidential debate.
But they already had one.
On Friday, yes. I haven't watched it because I was camping.
Why were you camping?
It's been real. It's been fun. But it hasn't been real fun.
Okay.
Why are we ending the show? I want to keep going. No, really, I want to keep going. You're just going to sit there and stare. Your laptop's going to die. Mm-hmm. You're not going to say anything, and that's great. I'm just going to keep talking.
Just say one word. Say one word.
I think we can say anything we want.
Just say one. We can say anything we want.
Him.
And him. And the s'morester.
And the s'morester.
And the s'morester.
The s'morester.
The s'morsterino.
Now, I wonder if she has a soft yet somewhat sticky inside.
Maybe chocolate? With a sweet gooey center of marshmallow.
Yes.
Does she have an outer graham crackery shell? Just say one word. We're not going to stop until you do.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not. We're just going to keep going.
We're
and
not.
The s'morester.
The s'morester.
Oh, this is sad, people. We apologize in advance for this delayed show.
Fault.
This is all Jimmy's fault.
This is all Jimmy's
just
fault.
Just say one word.
If Jimmy doesn't say anything, I guess the s'morester is going to be cooking.
The s'morester is going to be cooking if he doesn't say one word.
Yeah.
Pineapple.
Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.
Hey, whoa.